Hi, English learners. It's teacher Monica, and I wanted to discuss something really important today. I actually made a little skit about it on my social media. If you guys aren't with me on social media, on Instagram, go ahead and follow me there, English teacher Monica. But that little lesson is about not being rude in English. So this is something that I see quite often. And it's no one's fault. You know, people just don't know. And one thing that I've noticed is that in other languages, it might be okay to do this. And what happens is that people think it's okay to do it in English also. And I think that's pretty normal because our language, we usually transfer it to our target languages. So now let's get into what it is that is so rude. And that's simply saying what, as weird as it sounds, but you don't want to say this when you don't understand what someone's saying, okay? Let's say you're in a conversation with a native English speaker. And they're speaking really fast. You don't understand every word that they're saying. And so your natural response is, what? Right? Like, what? What are you saying? What was that? This is considered really rude among native English speakers. So I want to give you some phrases that you can use to not sound so rude when you are wanting someone to repeat what they're saying, or you just don't understand altogether. So instead of saying what, say this. You can say, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Can you please repeat that? You can also say, is there any way you can say that again? I did not catch you the first time. Can you please repeat that? Now, for people that you're closer to, someone that you have more of an intimate relationship with, you can say, come again? You can also say, what was that? That would be appropriate when you know the person. You can also say, could you please repeat that? So there are a lot of different ways to ask someone to say something again when you don't understand what they're saying. Anything but the word what. Again, this is considered extremely rude to native speakers, and I really want to help you guys avoid sounding rude to people, especially when you guys are still learning and improving your English. I do want to give you guys a few more details about my upcoming online English classes. So we're going to start here in the next couple of weeks, and these classes will include lessons to help you guys improve your speaking skills, reading and writing, listening, and we will also have some lessons where they're live, so you guys will be able to live chat and just have a lot of different lessons, quizzes, all sorts of really amazing things so that you guys can improve your English. So I'll be back with more lessons for you guys soon. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.